Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you with us. It is a very interesting beginning of a new week because, well, there's just some basic untruths that need to be corrected. So I'll take the time to do that. We'll also take a look at your money and who knows what will happen. Breaking news as it happens. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If the Democrats would sit down instead of obstructing, we could have something done very quickly. Good for the children, good for the country, good for the world.
That's the president just a little bit earlier today talking about this flare-up that I don't know if you noticed it or not. Over the weekend, social media just lost its mind. Twitter, Facebook, I don't know what else other people are on. But everywhere I turned, there was someone mostly misrepresenting what's going on at our southern border. I'm going to get to that in a second. And here's the bottom line. We're not doing what everyone's saying we're doing. Cut number three.
We do not want to separate children from their parents. We do not want adults to bring children into this country unlawfully either, placing those children at risk. But we do have a policy of prosecuting adults who flout our laws to come here illegally instead of waiting their turn or claiming asylum at any of their ports of entry. They can go to our ports of entry if they want to claim asylum, and they won't be arrested.
No, they won't be arrested, is what he said, and that's the policy. So here's the bottom line. There are ports of entry all across the southern border. They're a little bit further down the fence than where you're at. You cut your way through the fence and you come across illegally, you're breaking a law. But if you go to the port of entry and you want to make the claim for asylum, you can do that. Now, that claim is going to be examined. And this is why what people are saying about our country ripping children out of the arms of their parents is just not true. I don't do this often, but I wrote a piece for townhall.com yesterday. I want to read it for you, nearly word for word. The theological, political, and cultural left in America believe in using children as pawns. They do it on as many different fronts as they can. They lie about doing it. Then they lie about lying about doing it. Turns my stomach. Much of their pretend outrage almost always is about why so-and-so shouldn't be president rather than what's best for the actual children. It's time to speak up. I've had enough. A Facebook post on Saturday declared with righteous indignation Isaiah 10, 1 and 2. Woe to those who make unjust laws to deprive the poor of their rights and withhold justice from the oppressed. The post was in response to a Time magazine article taking Attorney General Jeff Sessions to task for kind of awkwardly sticking Romans 13 into a discussion on immigration last week. The poster who posted it received many sympathetic comments from people who were, quote, just heartbroken over the, quote, circumstances at the southern border regarding what authorities are supposed to do with children when their parents are arrested. Because that's what's happening, friends. They're not just going up to families that are from Mexico and saying, oh, we're taking your kids from you. They are finding out if the people are here illegally, if they have come illegally, that is a crime. They are taking the children into custody, and they are prosecuting the parent. That's what happens when people break the law. Somebody breaks into your house this afternoon and shoplifts some cheese and bologna out of your refrigerator. They're going to take that child away from that person and put that person in jail. The left doesn't care about these kids. They don't care about the law. This was an Obama administration initiative. They don't care about the toll that it's taking on the families. And to my knowledge, all those people that were involved in those Facebook threads over the weekend, I haven't seen one of them step up and say, hey, some of them can live at my house. But man, can they sigh on Facebook. Oh, we're so heartbroken about the circumstances. Now, I won't hesitate a second to say that Attorney General Sessions is at times very awkward in his public demonstration and speech patterns and everything else. Georgie Borman, my good friend at the Federalist, pointed out he seemed to make the situation even more awkward by quoting from the King James and kind of the antiquated language and mannerisms, saying that it's good for people to follow the law. But he's not wrong. The law as it's currently written dictates that we don't put children, especially young minors, in prison with grown-ups. And I would have thought my indignant Facebook friend would understand this. She and her husband have spent most of their adult life fighting the abuse of human trafficking. If we want what's best for children, we don't want to put kids in places where rapists and murderers live. So the faux indignant on this issue are correct on this point. The children didn't do anything to put themselves into the situation. But you know who did? Lots of adults around them. Parents in some of these situations lost their children because they didn't even have the ability to prove that they were the child's parent. Couple that with the reality that you've had numerous cases of smugglers taking children from the band of people that are smuggling and in turn using them as their own children. Now you've got really bad people, human traffickers mixed with more minimal lawbreakers, illegal border crossers, and all of them are using the child in one way or another to advance their cause. This has nothing to do with legal immigration. Legal immigration exists to protect the children from being pawned in such back and forths by both the guardians and the criminals and the governments. Never mind that the purpose of this specific policy is to discourage people from making those dangerous treks across the Rio Grande Valley to begin with. The genuine purpose even being to save lives that otherwise too often wind up lost. But you didn't hear any of this in the third grade mentality of Stephen Colbert when he ranted about it, and then all the Facebook posters' friends kept reposting Colbert's rant. I went so far as to ask my friend, because I didn't want to make the assumption, do you genuinely want those children in adult prison? And as to whether you would allow children of all inmates then to be in prisons with them? I know it's a ridiculous question. But as of the time of me writing this monologue, she hadn't answered it. What Stephen Colbert, Time Magazine, and all these Facebookers were also unwilling to admit is that children are being used to gain illegal entry into the country. Homeland Security has noted the uptick in smuggling operations. I believe in the next segment, Katie Waldman from the Department of Homeland Security is going to tell us that they've had an increase of 315%, some of which are MS-13 members kidnapping children and making them pose as their own children in order to get in. That is and should be considered criminal. We enforce laws and even give consequences for crime because crime can't be allowed to flourish. Chaos would be the outcome. Just ask everyone that lives in that bottom 30-mile region of Arizona. It's uninhabitable by law-abiding citizens. But we also enforce laws because it deters additional crime. When we repeatedly deport people without consequence, the dangerous activity of attempting to break back into the country is just repeated again and again. And under the Justice Department enforcement, prosecution is increasing. On May 4th, they signed a zero tolerance. We're going to prosecute everybody that breaks the law. Legal immigration is ordered. Going through that process is good. It's not oppressive. Contrary to what my Facebook friend says, it's not oppressive to have people go through a legal process to immigrate. It's not even immoral. We are blessed to live in a nation that has the opportunity that we have, and I personally hope we stay this beacon to people that are seeking that hope. And if that means we need to have conversations about increasing legal immigration, I'm all for it. Let's do it. Let's get it on. Set up a table and have it. But you know what? I didn't hear any of these commenters weigh in on when Parkland, Florida gun control kids were being given the national stage and the kids who disagreed with them weren't. I didn't see these ladies champion the March for Life, but instead were championing the Women's March. And while they talk about children being ripped from their families on the southern border, I've never heard one of them say a peep about Planned Parenthood literally ripping children from their mother's wombs, slicing them into sellable pieces and making profits off their bodies. Obeying the law is good for everyone. Teaching children to obey the law is healthy. Being a nation where laws are observed and followed is actually a key to why America is so well loved. The left lies about children. They use them as pawns. They do it all the time. And I've had enough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. It seems unfathomable in the McCullough house that we would ever have bedtime without such things. But because there are 2.7 million kids that have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty, go into foster care, engage in high-risk behaviors, etc. Zeke was one of those kids.
It's seventh grade, and the best thing about this day was I'm waking up excited to go and try out for the basketball team. This is something me and my dad had worked for a very long time. But I'm also waking up to the sight of seeing him being arrested and taken to jail. I go to school, you know, make the team, tryouts were great, and I rush home thinking he's going to be there, but he's not. So I start to feel anger. I start to become frustrated, and this is just one of those moments where I just feel like I lost my best friend. You know, this is something we've trained for, and now he's not here to share that moment with me. He was taken away for 2 years. 2 years. And in my mind, I thought I was the only one who was feeling this. But around Christmas time, in between those years, we got a knock on the door, and it was this company called Angel Tree Ministries. Now, I had no clue what Angel Tree was, but I was about to find out soon enough. They basically gave us a scholarship to go to camp for a week. Now, I'd never been to camp before, and I didn't really want to at this time, but I get there, and that whole attitude just changes. This place is absolutely amazing, and I realize that, yo, I'm not the only one who's going through this. I'm not the only one whose parents are locked up, or one of their parents is locked up, and being able to share that with somebody, share that feeling, that frustration with someone, and have them respond was life-giving, actually. Being able to go back year after year after year has been incredible. Like, this is where I truly decided to accept Christ in my life. And not only that, but this is where I grew my love for student ministry. I'm a youth pastor now, 29 years old. And this has been my dream job. I would not be here if it had not been for Angel Tree Ministry. Somebody somewhere decided, hey, these kids deserve a chance. This boy right here, Zeke Griffin, deserves a chance to break away from everything that's going on and just experience life on a totally different level. I wish I could go into depth about how much it means to me, but words aren't enough. Words are not enough. And I just want to thank whoever it is that signed that scholarship for me to go to camp. You have truly changed my life. I am out here, again, 29 years old, sharing the gospel with students who have gone through the same thing that I've gone through or are just growing in their faith. And it is absolutely amazing. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else, and I can't see myself doing anything else but this. So, again, thank you, Angel Tree, for what you've done. You have truly changed and shaped my life, and I can't thank you enough.
That's Zeke Griffin. With scholarships to attend an Angel Tree summer camp, children build relationships with their camp counselors. They hear the gospel. They experience the love of God in the great outdoors. Maybe you have fond memories of summer camp. I definitely do. Then you can help a child make those same great memories. $200 sends one child of a convicted person to camp through Project Angel Tree. $200 sends one child to camp that otherwise wouldn't be able to go and wouldn't be able to find the love of God. 855-240-7721. Sponsor a child right now. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We do not want to separate children from their parents. We do not want adults to bring children into this country unlawfully either, placing those children at risk.
And part of the time is we don't even know if they're their parents. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. No podcasts in drive time, just all breaking news, what it means, why it matters. Grateful that you're here. So you've heard my take on this. Let's go to Washington, D.C., directly to the Department of Homeland Security, where Secretary Nielsen made such news over the weekend. And the spokesperson for the DHS is Katie Waldman, and she now joins us. Katie, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
So there's a lot of junk that's been circulated. Most of it's untrue throughout the weekend. And from Facebook to Twitter to, you know, even mainstream publications like Time and the Stephen Colbert Report, you've got people that are greatly exaggerating or flat out misstating the facts. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I would say we have seen an increase in misinformation going viral, both on Twitter and in the news media, without an opportunity to even check in with us or give us the opportunity to set the record straight. You know, we take very seriously all anecdotal stories and have been really doing a significant effort to try to run every single story to the ground with the agents themselves.
Yeah, no, that's to be commended, because you're in a very important place of stewardship, right? I mean, the lives of these kids are in your hands. So I'm assuming that the intent is to try to do it with as much integrity as possible. But Katie, let's talk about some of the problems. First of all, what are the common reasons why children are being separated from some of the adults that are accompanying them when they are picked up in between legal ports of entry?
I think you have to walk it back and say on May 4th, Secretary Nielsen signed a directive increasing referrals from DHS to the Department of Justice for prosecution. So what we're doing is increasing the rate and clip at which we're enforcing the rule of law. In the Obama administration, they referred about, from fiscal 10 to fiscal 16, about 21% of illegal border crossers. What this administration is saying, no longer. We are going to refer all amenable adults for prosecution. So when that happens, we apprehend them, we process them into the Central Processing Center, most times in the Rio Grande Valley sector, since that's where most illegal apprehensions take place. And within 72 hours, we transfer that UAC, that unaccompanied alien minor, to HHS for care and custody, whose jurisdiction it is under the law for care and custody. And we refer that parent for prosecution to DOJ. Under the Flores Settlement Agreement, which is a longstanding law from 1997, which was further enjoined in 2016 after the 2014, I think you remember, surge of unaccompanied right. alien minors. It was further enjoined, and it said that we have to treat accompanied alien children that travel with parents similar to how we treat unaccompanied alien minors. So we're left with either two choices. One is give a notice to appear and release that entire family unit into the interior of the United States. Or two, enforce the rule of law and refer illegal border crossers for prosecution, which by then, under the Flores Settlement Agreement, says that we have to transfer these unaccompanied alien minors to HHS for care and custody, because just like everywhere else in the United States, when you commit a crime, your child does not go with you.
Right. We actually think it's a morally bad thing to put children in adult prisons, right? I mean, that's why we don't do it. It's bad for the child, and certainly creates chaos. Let me ask this, though. Because I don't think a lot of people understand that the 1997 law... which was cited by the Obama administration in 2016, followed some pretty scandalous discovery in 2013 and 2014. The department or the authorities were getting conned, and actually some children were ending up with smugglers. So how does the smuggling behavior and the activity impact the actions of what we are doing right now?
So I'm really glad you asked that. So this... Just this year alone, from the first 5 months of fiscal 2018 compared to all of fiscal 2017, we have seen a 315% increase of individuals using children to pose as fake family units. Manny Padilla, the sector chief of the RGB, was just on TV this morning on CBS, if you want to go look this back up. And he had said that just this past month, a known MS-13 gang member used a one-year-old child to try to gain entry into our country, because these smugglers and traffickers know that if they use a family unit to gain entry into our country, they're more likely to be released into the interior of the United States.
Which had happened in large numbers. I heard something like 200,000 families have been released prior to the enforcement of this law.
Yeah, I mean, it is something where you are seeing an uptick in family units, and you're seeing an uptick in unaccompanied alien minors trying to gain entry into our country because of these wide open legal loopholes that Secretary Nielsen has been begging Congress to close. Right. The human traffickers and smugglers know our loopholes well and know them better than members of Congress. We have a moral obligation to close them.
And it's to the smuggler's advantage and to the child's disadvantage that they don't show up with no identification. And then they all they can do is claim, well, this is my child, or this is my cousin, or I'm his uncle, or, you know, what have you.
We've seen fake family. We've seen fake birth certificates. We've seen well-coached children. We've seen just about everything at the border. But the bottom line is that the Border Patrol knows what they're doing. They're looking out for these cases. And we're making sure we, you know, get those smugglers and get those human traffickers right. And protect these minors.
Secretary Nielsen this morning really urged the media and the advocacy groups to stop spreading the misinformation. That, of course, is going to be played by the media a certain way as well. What do you think is the next logical step? I mean, I know there's a meeting tomorrow about what to do next, but obviously the ideal is to get Congress to pass the legislation, build the wall, and secure greater enforcement. You'll see these numbers go down.
Yeah. I mean, if we could close these loopholes, and, you know, right now, one of the legal loopholes, we can't bar a known gang member from entering our country on that basis alone. That is ridiculous. You know, there are some big legal loopholes out there that Congress can close tomorrow that would solve a lot of issues. For example, once we apprehend even an unaccompanied alien children and we have them in our custody, we are forced to release them into the interior if they're from a non-contiguous country, like Canada or Mexico. We have to go through immigration proceedings. We
didn't have time to get into it today, but I've also seen the difference in the cages that the Obama administration put these kids in and the very stark difference in the care that the facilities that the kids are being housed in now. And that's another lie that's not being told the truth on, but we'll have to get into that at another time. Katie Waldman is the spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security. And Katie, it's an honor to have you with us. And we'll have you back as situation merits.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. We're just getting started because I'm not going to take it anymore. These lies have got to be put down. The truth has to be told. And until they crack my cold, dead fingers off this microphone, that's what I'll do. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate and not just give us your order. We're done. Bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, prison fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years, helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending four. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
A country without borders is not a country at all. We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people.
But the problem is you have the political, theological, and cultural left in America that are not only using children as pawns, but they are lying about it. A believer said on her Facebook post on Saturday, Isaiah 10:1-2, woe to those who make unjust laws to deprive the poor of their rights and withhold justice from the oppressed. Friends, there is nothing in this law that is unjust, deprives the poor, or withholds justice, and they're not oppressed. Nothing in that verse applies to the people that are currently going to prison for breaking a law and having their children be put into the custody of the Health and Human Services while they're in prison. It's not even applicable. Now, you can disagree with the law. You can say, I don't like that law. But they're not depriving poor people of rights. If anything, they're trying to express those rights. They're not withholding justice. They're trying to expedite justice. So it's telling the truth here, it really matters. By the way, just in that last segment, Katie Waldman, spokeswoman for the DHS, pointed out 315% increase of fake family units trying to come across the border, including MS-13 gang members, using children that don't belong to them to do that. Here to discuss from a pastoral sense is Dave Watson. He's the senior pastor at Calvary Chapel of Staten Island. Dave, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being in studio with us.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Your thoughts?
Well, I think beyond anything else, there is a level of dishonesty that we need to address. If you're going to make points, et cetera, you're going to argue something, and you're going to do it even in a political sense, a sense of integrity would help us. And that would help us to have a fair, a good, an honest argument. Secondly, the thing I would say is you may not agree with the prescription, that is what's carried out by our government, but the principle behind it, love and compassion, is correct. That is to say, you know, you may think that, well, we ought to keep the families together, we ought to do this, we ought to do this, we ought to do this. We can disagree on that. As long as what's being done has a level of compassion, a level of understanding, a level of keeping people's dignity, then I think we're in good shape. We're doing the right things. The Bible does not have a prescription, a hard, fast prescription with dealing with people who suddenly come to your border with kids. What's the exact prescription? I'm not sure what the Bible verse is, but there's principles, and the principles are love and compassion, and I think that's what we're trying to exercise. My goodness, I've looked at some of the facilities online and on TV of where these kids are staying. It's very good facilities, and there is a huge level of compassion and concern for them, and tutoring, and all the necessities that they have right. Being taken care of. I don't understand the problem.
But there are dishonest methods being used. And so when you have people, Christians, avowed Christians, putting on social media that, for instance, the administration is putting children in cages, that is not being done. The Obama administration did that in 2013 and 2014, and they did that because they didn't have any place to put kids, and they found out that they were actually turning kids over to human traffickers. Mm. And so they said, well, instead of turning them over to human traffickers, we got to put them somewhere. They put them in actual cages.
I've seen those pictures.
You're correct. The facilities that the Trump administration is putting these children in are like day camps. They're like summer camps. And they're getting English classes. They're getting three squares a day. People are coming in and trying to take as best care of them as they can with the intention of eventual reconciliation with their parents.
And reconciliation whole. You want the kids to be well fed, well taken care of, and reunited with their parents. I mean, I think that's a great goal, and I think that's where we're headed. But to say that the way that's being done right now is wrong because you don't like the prescription, if it's being done in a compassionate, humane way with dignity, I think it pleases the Lord.
Dave Watson is who we're speaking with, pastor of Calvary Chapel in Staten Island. I've been part of your congregation many times, Pastor Dave, and you are a pastor of an immigrant church. They recognize, the people in your body recognize, that when illegal immigration increases, that even the lives of legal immigrants suffer. But how?
Well, in our community, for instance, I have a church of 25 different countries. The vast majority of our folks came here from somewhere else, or their parents came here from somewhere else. But it strains a community when these individuals, these folks, come from South America or wherever they and find their way up north. Oftentimes, they're dropped off without the local authorities even really knowing or having a hand on the problem. It causes a tremendous problem in school seating. It stresses the healthcare system beyond belief. We are in our healthcare system is already stressed, and it puts everybody at a greater risk. Beyond that, things like vaccinations, things like, you know, infectious diseases, they actually can have a greater problem with, because these individuals come from countries that don't have the same rules we have.
Right. In Southern California, they've actually had to close school districts and hospitals because of the immense overrun and the way California has structured its public benefits to people that are here illegally. They put too much of a weight and strain on the public facilities. They end up having to go out of business because they can't provide what is necessary. Pastor, thank you for your thoughts. I'm hoping that people will be prayerful and thoughtful and truthful in this discussion going forward.
A little truth never hurts us, Kevin. Never hurts us.
All right. Pastor Dave Watson, Calvary Chapel, Staten Island is where you can find him just about every Sunday morning. So check that out. Also on AM 570, The Mission here in New York. I'm Kevin McCullough. Coming up next, we're going to look at the money on this Monday. Don't go away.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years, helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending 4. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's a Monday, and that means that even if we are arguing about this illegal immigration thing, that we take some time out and look at what's going on with the markets and make sure that your money is well protected, because it's part of what we do here at Kevin McCullough Radio every single week. And I'm grateful to have the expertise of one David Fisher, who is the CEO of Landmark Capital, to rejoin us. David, we did something a little out of the ordinary yesterday. Last Friday, we took an entire hour to look at the market and everything that's happened in the world of finance in the year of 2018. And there were some people that were particularly helped by this.
Well, you know, that was a great time together, and we got to put all the pieces of the puzzle together so people could see the full picture for once, and instead of just listening to a whole bunch of segments and trying to put it all together themselves, we were able to do it once, and it made a lot of sense. We were so overwhelmed with response. I mean, we had individuals that wanted to buy gold right then and there when they called in, and we said, no, let's get you. My representative said, let's get a packet, let you help you understand, and we want you to, let's have a process of education and have a plan, a strategy of attack. And we had lots of people wanting to roll over their 401ks and IRAs. I mean, it was just, I don't want to say overwhelming, but the response was huge. People said, I get it. It makes sense. And, you know, I love our country, but I need to do something for myself and be in charge of my future.
Yeah, well, that's what we talked about on Friday with all of the indicators that are out there. And, you know, I was one of those guys a few years ago when I said, man, this market looks like it's about to go sideways. And I rolled my 401k over into a gold-protected IRA, and I've never regretted it since. So I'm grateful that we're helping people, and I'm grateful that they were able to figure that out. Hey, markets are a bit down today, and the Treasury report came out. So where are we standing with all this?
Well, this is not from tariffs, although there are going to be some more turmoil moving forward, probably closer towards the beginning of next month when they actually go into effect. This is a bleed over from what happened last Friday when the ECB, European Central Bank, announced that they're going to stop doing bond purchases for their own institutions, which is in essence what the Fed is. And now Monday morning, their time, they're having their bank financials are, I don't want to say collapsing, but went down substantially and is bleeding over into our market today. The Treasury did come out, announce, and gave us some numbers. Remember we were talking about how much they ballooned the Treasuries?
Right.
$1.2 trillion. Well, now we found out who they bought. Who bought them? Japan has systemically been reducing its holdings since April, disposed another $13 billion, and since 2016, they sold $123 billion. China is kind of flat. They're not selling right now. They have been in the past. Russia sold half of their treasuries, although they don't hold a lot, but that's a pretty big move. But we found out that the Treasury announced that the exorbitant $1.22 trillion treasuries that were issued in the past 12 months, which is 4 times larger than normal,
okay,
most of those were bought by United States people. American institutions, individual investors, directly or indirectly, bought these through bond funds, pension funds, and other ways. This is supporting the dollar because it's competing with the money that's coming out of the S&P 500.
So, in general, that Americans bought them, is that a good thing? That's a good thing, then.
This is good to support our own currency, but we can't keep up that pace at $1 trillion in a year from institutions buying that. That's just unheard of. So, I mean, if we still have this crisis of overspending, which there's nothing to reel in the crisis, we got to find another person that's going to be the buyer of U.S. treasuries in the short term. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem, which is what I've been saying.
Sure. Real quickly, the Fed made an announcement on interest that we earn on money in the bank. What does it mean?
Really important. important. It's called the IOER, Interest on Excess Reserves. They're recalibrating this. They lowered the rates that banks get to get paid by feds. While the Fed is raising rates, they're lowering the incentive that a bank has on interest on reserves, which that kind of produces actually market manipulation, because they're going to pay less at the bank, which forces you back in the stock market. So they got to support the market indirectly. And this Rick Santelli, who was talking about this morning, it is an injection of capital forced by the Fed into the market. It's just market manipulation, unfortunately.
Well, we'll keep our eye on that. We're now 3 weeks, I think, away from the naming the winner of the gold coin contest. For people that have just joined us, David, explain what we're doing.
Well, we're giving away a free gold coin. It celebrates 100 years of the Declaration of Independence. It's the gold that was mined in, out of the Them There Hills in San Francisco in the gold California gold rush in 1848. And this is a 1876 S San Francisco minted gold coin, valued between $1,500 to $2,000. And we're giving it away for free. And also, they get to meet with me on a personal interaction. Not that that's a big thing. They probably want the gold more important. But I've been able to help a lot of people. And they get an investment packet free from us and an annual subscription that's all worth about $187.
Yeah. Well, the financial survival guide is really a very important thing to have, friend. And when you sign up to get that, at either calling David's office at 844-604-2575 or by going on am570themission.com or am970theanswer.com. You can either one of those websites, just click on the gold coin, fill out the info. They'll send you the survival packet for 2018, but you're automatically registered to win that gold coin. We draw the name on July 6th, right after the July 4th holiday, and it's so cool. It's patriotic. It's called a Liberty coin. Come on, it doesn't get better than that. It's called Liberty, and it's a $20 gold piece made minted in 1876, right there from the California Gold Rush. It's got America all over it. I just love it, David. It's going to be a great prize for someone right there at the July 4th holiday. David Fisher, thanks for helping all the people that called. And a reminder, friend, when you call, they're ready to help you as well. Figure out what's going on in the markets and make sure you're well protected when those downturns, which are going to come, come. 844-604-2575 is the number. 844-604-2575. Maybe you meant to call David on Friday, forgot. Now's your chance. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, talk again soon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing the Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800 800- 248-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I think it's important to be compassionate. I think it's just as important, equally important, to be truthful. And I am dismayed at the level of dishonesty. The press, the Democrats, the left wing of American media have gone to lie about what's going on our southern border. I've just got another example. Earlier today, the New York Post had on its front page of its website the number one story for the day. The thing was titled How Children Live Inside Cramped Immigration Detention Centers. And then it boasted photos of the McAllen, Texas facility where the detained children are initially processed. And it shows chain link fence being used as dividers inside of a big warehouse to keep people together. In fact, there's different sections of the detention facility. One group is for, curiously enough, siblings who are related. Others are grouped by age and gender, etc. It's a 77,000 square foot facility. Here's the issue. New York Post runs this big, long story, all these pictures, all these photos, showing kids supposedly sleeping under aluminum foil blankets. And then very near the end of the story, it says, oh, but by the way, children are only here for 3 to 7 days as they are required to be processed to the foster shelters. And there's no picture then of where these kids go from there, except that I found a story yesterday, tweeted it, of what one of those facilities looks like. And that's where the kids are the longest. And you know what it looks like? Summer camp. Bunk beds, beautiful bedrooms, nice, clean facilities, big, bright kitchens. Had one of the cooks making the dinner. They get 3 square meals a day. They take free school for up to 6 hours a day. They learn English. They get to go on field trips to the museum, trips to other things. This is all where these supposedly abused children are ending up. When what everyone who's arguing against the current policy is arguing for is leaving them with their parents in prison. You don't want to rip the children away from the adults. Tell the adults not to commit crimes. When you commit crimes, it doesn't matter if you're an immigrant or if you're a citizen. If you commit crimes in this country, we separate you, not just from your child, but from the rest of society. It's time for the lies to end. Starting with the New York Post, starting with whoever else. Tell the truth, and let's solve the problem. I'm Kevin McCullough.